Blog Talk Radio.
My dick is a pen, it's written all over her face. I
put my tongue in her mouth. I make some pussy in the drool. She got the junk in the trunk. You know I like junk food. I tell her like this. Life is good. Your pussy's better. But I put on that magnum like a gold medal. And if it's sweet, then I'ma eat it till I get sugar diabetes. I'm a blood and she anemic. We perfect. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I make her say.
I hit you like
Thank you. Pussy is mine. All Radio Live. Tell All Radio Live.
For so long, now we're finally here in person. I taste pain and regret in your sweat. You've been waiting for me. Oh, I can
tell that
you've been practicing. I can tell that you've been practicing. All those other men were practice. They were practice. Yeah, for me, for me, for me, for me. Girl, you look good, why don't you back that ass up? You a fine motherfucker, why don't you back that ass up? Call me Big Daddy, why don't you back that ass up? Girl, who is you playing with? Back that ass up. You're working with some match, yeah, you bad, yeah. Girl, you're working with some match, yeah, you bad, yeah. Girl, you're working with some match, pressure. You bad, yeah. Make a nigga spend his cash, yeah.
Tell
bad,
all
yeah.
Radio Live.
Your patch, yeah. They mad, yeah. Couple thousand on your bag, yeah. Fuck, yeah. I'm a big time a nigga, yeah. Money flipper, yeah. Get it understood, yeah. It's all good, yeah. Girl, I know it's real, cause I've been around it. You only want what's real, you just never found it. Don't give them no more chances. Ooh, girl, they had their turn. Everything for a reason. There's things you had to learn from them. But when I get you to myself, you know what's going down. What's going down, oh. Girl, you look good, won't you back that ass up. You a fine motherfucker, won't you back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy, won't you back that ass up. Girl, who was you playing with, back that ass
tell
up.
Tell all Radio Live.
You're bad, yeah. Girl, you're working with some mash, yeah. You're bad, yeah.
Yeah. I know he messed up, but let a real nigga make it right. Let a real nigga make it right. You deserve that much. Let me put some in your life. Let me put some in your life. Put some in your life. You telling me it's only been a couple other people that you've been with. I'ma trust you. I'ma give you the benefit of the doubt, and I'ma love you. You can even call me daddy. Give you someone to look up to. And my girls from the 504 need to drop it right now. Need to drop it right now. All my girls from the 504 need to drop it right now. Need to drop it right now. All my girls from the 504 need to drop it right now. Need to drop it right now. All my girls from the 504 need to drop it right now. Need to drop it right now. Your body's so wet, and we'll finally hear in person. I taste pain and regret, and you sweat. You've been waiting for me.
Don't hold me alive.
Oh, I can tell that you've been practicing. I can tell that you've been practicing. All those other men will practice. They will practice. Yeah, for me. For me, for me, for me.
Tell all Radio Live.
Turn off the light.
Don't always be alive.
going to paradise.
Hey, what's up? What's popping, guys? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy. I'm excited. I'm super excited tonight. We have a lot of people on our panel, and I have a little panel for you guys. We're going to be talking about sex, of course. Fucking eating pussy. Fucking dick. Like, all that good stuff that people like to talk about. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Right now, I'm going to bring in my co-host. We have Mr. K. What's up, Mr. K?
Hey, what's up?
What's poppin'? What's poppin'? Then we have Prince on the line. What's up, Prince?
You.
What's up? What's up?
Well,
then we have Jay Leno on the line. What's up, Jay?
What it do?
Nothing much, nothing much. I'm super excited about tonight because y'all are the people to talk about sex with. Y'all nasty, just like me. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun right now. It's going to be very interesting.
Hey, hold on, man. I resent that statement, you know what I'm saying? Because I resemble that statement, you know what I mean?
Listen, as many times as we can talk about doing it, I mean, it's just natural when it comes to us talking about it. It just happens. Anyway, before we jump into that, I'm going to get my shout out on first and foremost. Shout out to God. And I know this is a little awkward, and you're like, oh, why she shouting out God and then he's going to be talking about well, the biggest freaks love Jesus. So, I'm going to just say shout out to God for being wonderful and amazing and awesome to us every day. Also, shout out to the 6-man radio team for just being them, doing them, making shit happen, making it pop, all that good stuff. Also, shout out to you guys who call in and listen every week. Like, thank you so very much. We appreciate it. Like I said, the show.
Can I give a shout out?
No! You need to shout out.
Why not? We're playing. You already know we're playing. I got to shout out to
you. Go ahead. Anybody else want to shout out? Go ahead and shout out. Go ahead.
Hold the hallway all day. There you go.
For the hallway. Shout out to For the hallway.
Mike Merlin, don't forget the MI. Rock King, Chris Cole, and your boy already. I'm here. I don't need to say my name. I'm going to say it anyway. Jay Leno. Let's get it.
All right. Now shut the hell up.
I'm not, there's no stand up. There's no panel. I'm on a panel to discuss whatever.
Oh,
it's supposed to be sex, but it can go anywhere. You feel me? We can go anywhere. My mind is
so
deep.
Like I said, we have a great show for you guys. Like I said, the show has been revamped, and it's all about sex. It's all about your fantasies. It's all about what you like to do when you fucking. It's all about getting it busy. That's what we're going to be talking about all the time. So if you want to call up, if you want to put in your 2 cents, and you want to get in on the conversation, the number is 646-478-3500. 9999, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/6manradio. That's the number 6, CHMANRADIO. And definitely make sure y'all go to the site because I have some little sexy pictures up there.
Word.
For y'all, you know.
Say word.
And I'm going to be, shut up, and I'm going to be putting, you know, new ones up. They're not naked pictures now, but.
I didn't say that. You don't have to be naked to be sick, but I prefer naked.
But they're.
Let me know.
I bet you do. But like I said, they're very sexy and, you know, they make you want to use your imagination. So definitely go on the site and, you know, listen and look and just be stimulated at the same damn time.
That's what's up.
So I want to start off this panel with how do you like it? Now, for all my little panels, people on the panel, how do you like it? How do you like to fuck? I'm going to start with Sexy K.
Sexy. I'm ready to talk.
From the back.
I know you was going to say something. I hate it. Oh, my gosh.
From
like,
the side.
I need full detail. Like, do you like the leg up from the side? Or do you get it from the back? Do you like the bend all the way over? Do you like the lay on your
like
stomach? Like, I need to know all that.
Just face down, ass up.
That's what you like. Okay.
Okay.
I'm telling you, like, when the show from now on is going to be sex. Like, we're going to be discussing everything. Like,
that's good.
Everything.
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 Prince,
how you like
me.
The fuck?
I'm ready to talk.
I know you ready to talk. That's why your ass is last.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
Prince, how you like the fuck?
Yeah, how do I like the fuck? I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, so
how do I like the fuck? I like the fuck deep and often.
That's what I'm talking about.
Deep
and
awkward. Word.
Okay. Leno, go ahead since you're in your mouth.
What up?
How you like the fuck?
It depends on who I'm with, but I like to take the time to penetrate slowly.
Oh, hell, he's trying to make love and shit. I said fuck.
No. I said from the start. You know, everybody can't handle grown men. So you have to break them in first. Then when they think they're comfortable, I'm going to beat it up.
Well,
I like to fuck.
I like to fuck. This is Princess Jazzy. I like to fuck hard. I'm not even gonna front. And the fact that I really can't take it, but I like it. I like it rough.
Okay, that's good.
I don't know if
that's
weird, but I just do. I just like
it. No, it's an oxymoron. It ain't weird.
Shut up.
You know, why? This is a panel called discussion. I'm discussing what you just said.
I just like it rough. Like, I just like...
Rough is good.
I don't know if it's that I like it rough or I like for the man to be in control. I like for him to grab me and rip clothes off and spank my ass and pull my hair
and throw me around and call me a bitch.
Exactly. That's just what I like.
I was bullshitting on that last one, but you a freak.
No, I'm serious. Like, that's what I like. I like to be
manhandled.
I don't know. Exactly. Manhandle me.
That's what's up.
That's what I like. I don't know. A lot of people are not into it. They want it slow and central. I'm just like, listen, I hate to be in foreplay. I like foreplay, but I don't like to be teased. And I feel like that's what foreplay is. It's
teasing the person. It's an anticipation. It's
that,
a build-up.
No.
It's a build-up. What are you talking about?
Teasing.
Foreplay is the most important. That is the most important.
Preach, brother. It is long.
Okay, but you don't got to do it for 20 minutes. Like, just, I don't understand that.
No, you don't understand. Foreplay is like putting oil in your car. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. If you know how to do foreplay right, you know what I'm saying? If you know how to do foreplay right, as soon as you put the head in, she already skis all over the place, all over the place. Foreplay is for the woman. You know what I'm saying?
It's for the woman.
I just want you to do it. Like, it's okay to do foreplay for, like, you know, a good 10 minutes. Okay, cool.
No,
be doing that shit for an hour, 30 minutes, talking about you trying to get me ready. I'm ready. My pussy is wet. It stays wet. It's always ready. Just do it.
Damn. That shit will be wet this morning.
Foreplay is not to give no. Foreplay is yeah, you misunderstand it, Jay.
It really
is not. Foreplay is not to get her wet.
Dude, it's a build up
to the anticipation.
It's the build up to the orgasm.
This is the build up to the orgasm. Foreplay is basically like basting or marinating your meat the night before, you know what I'm saying? Before you cook, get all that flavor in it, you know what I'm saying?
Damn right.
I'm already filled with flavor. I don't need any more basting.
You say that, but the right one get home to you. Next time you're on the panel, you're going to tell your business. That's all I'm saying.
No, I doubt that. I'm very
if a dude don't have his if a dude don't have his foreplay game right, he ain't got the sex game right.
I don't like to be teased. That's the whole issue. Like, I don't want to have, when I say put your dick in my pussy,
it's making her so horny that she's begging you to stick it in. You know, like, please.
I don't want to beg. I just want to.
Wow. You the first one
I
ever heard say that.
Yeah,
you are a rare breed.
You just want to get to the point.
I don't think that's true. I feel like I'm just different. Sometimes I just want you to just bang it out. Don't get me wrong.
There's times to bang it out. True indeed.
Exactly.
You know what those are called? Those are called quickies.
I don't like
when you just got a little.
Oh no!
When you got a little bit of time.
You want to bang out for hours? The fuck?
Yes.
Really?
You want to bang out about an hour, hour and a half? I'm good.
That's unrealistic. I ain't got an hour to bang you out.
Listen, man, I already told your ass a couple shows ago. Stop trying to get niggas to live up to that goddamn vibrator, man. It ain't happening.
When I do my vibrator, and it's crazy because when I was doing it, even after I nutted, like, I kept going, and it felt so great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God.
Just to keep it real funky for you. Only time you see a nigga bang for an hour straight, just straight piping for an hour, it's called editing. You know what I'm saying?
Word, word.
You know what I'm saying? They call that shit editing. They splice this shit together.
Real shit, though.
You know what I'm saying? That shit don't happen like that. You know what I'm saying? When they shooting porns and shit, trust me, Mr. Marcus done came like five times already. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I just like it, bro.
Foreplay keeps that ass engaged, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It'll change your life.
That foreplay keep the juices flowing. Ain't nothing worse than getting done with having sex with your old lady and your dick all scuffed up.
That's the word.
For a couple of days, you know what I'm saying? Nah,
you gotta put the dick in the plane, you got fucked up. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Fucked
up.
Your shit all looking like it got road rash on it, like you didn't fell off a motorcycle.
Like, seriously, like, okay, so what do you guys think about phone sex?
That's cool. I'm going to meet you later after the conversation is over. I don't want to do that for no 2-3 hours, and then I go to sleep. That's bullshit. Phone sex is like that's foreplay for the phone. Now you talking that good shit. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm going to click, and I'm going to see if you for real. I'm coming to your house.
Hold on, Jasmine. You know what century you in, man? People got Facebook and Uvu and Skype. People phone.
All kinds of shit.
What the... Man, send me a video. Let me get my kung fu grip on. Don't talk me to death.
Man. Real shit. It's technologically.
I'm just saying.
Crazy.
I like phone sex. Y'all, because it's more like, so like I
don't
know I know I'm a cum.
My ass.
Video chat.
Yeah,
that's
okay. You know what's weird about me? Like, I can't come if you're looking at me. Like, I can't
Okay, hold on, Chris. Let me talk to you right quick. You telling me you get the man at the Energizer Bunny and he's banging you out for an hour. Look in your face, you can't come. What the hell?
I'm not gonna be able to come. Like, it'll feel good to me.
You know what?
But I'm not gonna be able to do it.
You difficult.
There's no
you killing.
You gotta
kill my vibe.
Even when I do, if you know we do the foreplay thing and we build up,
they gotta hit you blind. Blindfolded, Jasmine. You gotta put a blindfold
exactly.
on like Zorro.
Exactly. I gotta have a blindfold on so I can't see what's going on. So maybe I can come. That's just me. I don't know.
Nah, man. I'm telling you.
You learn some new shit every day about a person. Something wrong with you.
Hey, man.
I'm putting you in a special box.
Like I said, man, she messed with the wrong person, man. She needs one
to be.
Of these dudes to grab.
Got to.
To grab her ass.
What?
Sit on the table.
You know what?
And get his knife and fork on. You know what I'm saying? Get knife, fork, and bib on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. We have a caller. So I'm going to bring them in.
Looking at it.
I'm going to bring them in right quick.
No, I should think that's it.
Tell all radio all right. Who's this free caller from? Hello. You're on the air. What's popping?
Live and direct.
Okay. They don't want to talk. They scared. It's all right. I understand. Wow. Sometimes
they're not scared. They just don't know about foreplay. Get your ass off the radio, nigga.
Let's see if another
that's
caller.
That's what happens when there's no foreplay. You know what I'm saying? You get in,
so
it's all dry.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Great show, Princess Jazzy.
That's good. Well, thank you very
no
much.
Host
so...
today. You got to shout out the bells, too, Nick.
No, I'm Princess Jazzy's number one fan.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Stop hating on my son.
I'm not hating, but I mean, when you walk in a room full of people, you say, what's up, everybody?
Y'all ain't in here. Push. Let me talk
to
him.
With all due respect, dude calls in every week. He jazzy. Personal stalker. For
exactly.
Me,
okay. Word.
Go ahead.
It's the dude. Okay,
yeah, man.
Okay. Carry on.
So tell me how you like it. How do you like it? Yes. How do you like it?
I like everything. I gotta play with everything. Talk I gotta
about?
Work everything. I gotta see where everything works.
Okay. That's good. You know, you gotta make sure everything is in order. Do you like it rough? Do you like to make love? Like, what do you like?
The more physical, the more powerful, the better.
So if I was to meet you right now and I said, eat my cookie, would you do it?
Absolutely.
That's good. Because I probably would say that.
I got a question for him. Let me hear your technique, man, because you don't sound like you got any technique. I'm sorry.
Well, this is Jesse, I hope you have a great evening. I'm about
to
go.
You said hell no. Well, thank you very
like
much.
Like I said, man. No technique.
I want to hear a good technique. Like, how would you eat my pussy? How would you do it? I want to hear something. You know what I mean?
I would suck it like a thumb.
Listen. How is that gonna sound?
What you mean? That's the main focus. You focus on the clitoris. You got to focus on the clitoris.
I didn't say how you do it. I said how is it gonna sound.
You want me to make the sound?
I want to hear how you gonna do it.
Shorty was there, I could go ahead and do the sound in real life. Next time I have me a co-host beside me and you try this bullshit that you just tried. I like to do action and she's not here today. So next time I have her right beside me. And you'll get to hear the pleasure of foreplay. You need?
Mm-hmm. I don't even want to
hear that, fool. All right. All right. The fake work no time here. He have them squealing and shit, too. I know he do.
Mm.
Like little pee.
That's right. You ain't going to say nothing?
What happened up?
Oh, he ain't even listening.
No. I didn't catch what you said. Go ahead.
No. He said that you be having them squealing. Is that true?
Hey, listen.
I'm listening to a man talk. He know what he's doing. He's a sex expert myself.
I'm a connoisseur when it comes to doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? Listen. I'm gonna put it like this. I don't eat pussy. I suck pussy.
Is it a big difference between eating pussy and sucking pussy? Like, what's the difference?
Most definitely. Because you know, if you go down, if a lot of guys that eat pussy, they just go down and just straight start just. When you suck pussy, first you got to go down there. You don't just jump right into the main course. You know what I'm saying? You fuck with the inside of the thigh. You go up, the sides of the labia major, labia minor. You know what I'm saying? You get up in the hole. You get up on the clit. You get up on everything. You don't just lick. You put your mouth on that motherfucker and you suck that shit. Make sure you get all the juices, man. Make sure all the juices get you here. It gets you right here. You know what I'm saying? Get all that good flavor out.
get all up on your chin and everything. I got you.
You get your two index fingers back up in that 3 inches back upwards. You know, gentlemen, y'all know
that. They ain't ready for that. They ain't ready for that.
You know,
they ain't ready.
You start moving them in a come hither fashion. You know, that's back and forth.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know that.
While sucking the clit at the same time, man. You know, you do your thing. You work it all.
Yeah,
the
killer shit right there.
I have a little experience with eating pussy, so I kind of know.
You got a weird experience. What?
I say I have a little experience, you know what I mean? I used to get down like that back in the day. You know what I mean? I used to get it in.
Word.
We're not going to talk about that. Lord. Lord,
they said word. Real talk though, Jasmine, you want to know how I learned how to do what I do?
How?
I'll pop in. Listen, the best study guide to have sex, about having sex, is watch flicks. Watch porn. I used to watch females, girl on girl porn, and watch how they do their technique. Not, you know, you copy, you learn, and you adapt to the person you with.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's true.
But you should never just lick.
I definitely
you gotta
learned.
Second
I definitely. You have to, but you know
you
what?
To
I'm a,
you have to pull that blood into that clit, and once you do that, man, she ready to go.
Trust me, like, well, I'm going to tell y'all one of my experiences with my ex-girlfriend from a while ago. But we, you know, had some very intense, like, sexual intercourse. And it was just, I think it was because we were so into each other. So it was so intense anyway. But on top of that, you know, I used to get it in, like, she wouldn't even let me eat her pussy up until a certain point because she was scared. She was like, no, because I don't, you know, I'm going to get hooked. And I was like, listen, I don't really know what I'm doing. Just let me try it out. I tried it, and of course, I'm a very seductive person anyway when it comes down to sex. So, yeah, I put it down. And, and yeah, I actually like pussy more than I like dick.
Wow. Word, we have something coming. I don't like dick at all unless it's mine.
Hey, man,
I got something coming, man.
I've been a lesbian for a long time, man. I can't let it go.
No, never. Lesbos
I think
for
it's
life.
Women are more sensual and sexy, like, as far as sex goes. So it's much more intimate with a woman.
I don't agree with that. Unless
you're in love with that man. Sex is better
when you know what that person likes and that person knows what you like. It don't the being male or female has nothing to do with it. Being straight, having straight sex or homosexual sex has nothing to do with it. It's just knowing that
your partner and pleasing that person,
doing what you have to do to please that individual, opposed to just trying to get yourself off.
Cause that's what's wrong with the world. They're a lot of selfish sex motherfuckers. They worry about they nuts.
You can't.
You can't have sex and be selfish. I can't stand selfish.
Leno, you mad?
I done had a few selfish bitches in my day. I just sit there and licked and gave about 14 orgasms back to back. I'm laid back. Shit, she gonna please me. This bitch wanna go to sleep. What kind of shit is that? You know what I did? I woke up with a hard one dead in the mouth.
Oh, wow. You idiot.
Very. I put it worse. 14 orgasms, and you gonna sit there and roll over and go to sleep? Fuck that. And
listen, man.
That's
so
exhausting.
In your mouth.
It is very exhausting. They don't know that. They don't know that.
I know.
Very exhausting. How about you should have got yourself off and then played with her. That's quality.
No deal. No deal. She gotta get us first.
Okay, the first two, and then you settle, and then she comes, and then we're back.
You do your job right. You ain't gotta worry about me. I'm competitive. If you
blow my mind, I'm gonna blow your mind two times down.
You can roll over on Prince. I ain't got no problem with that. Roll your ass over. Just toot a certain way, I take care of my goddamn self. You know what I'm saying? Put you to sleep. I can put myself to sleep later on. You know what I'm saying? Listen, let me tell you what you go get, man. They go to a porn store, and they have this thing called Wet. It's a water-based lubricant. Well, however she turn over, put it in whatever fucking hole is available. I bet your ass stay up next time.
It is. I got you. It's called wet. She can slide over and try to go to sleep if she wants to, and fuck around and make a hole with that damn wet.
But you know what? That's like the best kind of sex when they wake you up. Oh my God. You like,
I don't like to be.
I had that happen to me one time. I'm like, what the hell wrong with y'all women? But you know what, I had, just to remember, and then when I woke up I don't really remember, I'm like, was that a dream or what? I be wide awake. I'm like, okay, what you doing? Like, he for real woke me up, and I was like, oh my God, like, he woke me up. I guess he was just, you know, we had just, not even an hour ago, we had just finished. So I'm laying there knocked the hell out.
He just woke me up. Damn right. Wake your ass up, give you some more of this good pussy. That's what he did. Oh, he got some more of that good pussy.
You know what my favorite thing is? Let's say I'm asleep and I'm sitting on my back. Ain't nothing wrong with my I like it when, you know what I'm saying, my woman come stand up over my face and then just lower it on down to my face, just rub it on my face, you know what I'm saying? I can wake up to that. Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Hygiene is a must. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna wake up like, what the fuck? What is that?
What?
Wow, really?
Oh no! Like, seriously, I smell some girls.
Exactly.
I have smelled some girls from a distance, like, and I'm like, how can you even do it?
Niggas is asking, how can they do it? Ask the nigga. You know she smell like sewage. When them drones came down, you better have an excuse. You don't need no beeper. You don't need no phone call. That look, I can't do this. She don't need to know why. Okay. Just break out. But some of them say, well, you know what? It don't smell that bad. What the fuck is wrong with your sensibility?
Hell no.
When you say it don't smell that bad,
shame on you. If your woman is smelling like a 6-month-old with dingleberries all in her ass and shit,
that's what they're saying.
Shame on you. That may be your thing. Don't get in my bed and you smelling like, no, no deal.
Exactly. It's like, damn, bitch, like, you ain't never heard of soap and water? You know, you try to get on there, man. They got a whole aisle dedicated to pussy.
In the grocery store. They got a whole aisle.
Exactly.
So there's no excuse for no woman to be running around smelling like day-old sardines.
So how do y'all feel about
incorporating like foods in the bedroom? Like, what type of food do you like to take into the bed and use on your woman?
Well, it ain't really food. You know, the whipped cream, the honey and shit, the condiments. I don't need the food. I got the banana food. So I don't need the food.
real talk, though, people don't realize that diet plays a lot into
on the sex. Like men, if you want your semen to taste good, eat a whole bunch of pineapple before you get that.
Diced pineapple, they made a fucking song. Come on, man.
Or, you know, eat stuff
that's
you didn't know that?
No.
Eat something real mellow. You know what I'm saying?
So low.
It comes out of, you can always tell when your girl be eating onions or she be eating garlic.
Because you taste her.
It's out of your pores. Like, whatever you eat.
Yeah, or
she
been eating something with a lot of, like, been eating a whole bunch of citrus fruit.
Yeah.
You get that real acidity, viscous taste.
That's what mine tastes like. It tastes like sweet
that's
fruit.
Real mellow.
It tastes like what?
Sweet fruit. I taste mine on a daily basis just to make sure.
Hey,
no wrong with that. No one is there.
Love yourself.
That's exactly.
Ain't nothing wrong with loving yourself. No,
exactly. Yeah. I really do it like on a daily basis. I don't play no games. Cause I'm like, if I'm not gonna want to taste it, who gonna want to taste it?
Believe me, these motherfuckers are lined up to taste it. So you ain't gonna ask that question. That's crazy.
I'm just saying,
I'm telling you right now, if you're the right kind of dude, as soon as your lady step out to go to the store or something, you're looking for the laptop. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me see if I can rub one off before she get back.
I'm just saying, you know, I feel like, you know, during sex, I like to, if he's eating my pussy, I like to kiss him. I like to taste it on his lips. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know, that's what's up. You know what's real sexy, though?
Hey.
And you can probably attest to this, when you tapping that ass, and then you just snatch it out of the pussy and just stick it in her mouth.
Tell her, get all of you off of me.
How about that? You understand?
That's what I like. I like that kind of stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Tell me what to do. You know, like, you know, be the man. Be aggressive. That's what I like. Definitely. Well, you guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to go into a sex story. Yay! I haven't done these in a while, but they're coming back. They're even more intense than they were before. So sit back, relax, get comfortable, and listen to the story. And we'll be right back.
I wonder if you can imagine being had a place like this, being with someone, feeling the warmth of their body against yours, knowing you are safe and warm and comfortable. Maybe you can remember a time like that and let your mind go back to that time. Just remember those feelings of comfort and calm and peacefulness. The thought of your body against mine like silk sheets are staring into your eyes so intimately, whispering, fuck me, daddy, kiss me, daddy, love me, daddy. It feels like a dream, a deep fantasy, your lips, your kiss softly rubbing my pussy, teasing my clit, placing your hand on my neck, guiding me to it. I bet my lips and ribs get you tight and stiff. More than you know what to do with, my pussy starts to drip, and then you start to lick, and I become so tight, so wet. Tell me, daddy, right there, daddy. Don't stop, daddy. Give it to me, daddy. And then, you bend me over, you bend me on my legs, and go deep. Deep, deep, deep. Mm-hmm. So good, so good. Fast and hard, daddy. Fuck your pussy, daddy. Right now, daddy. Just like that.
Tell All Radio Tell Live.
Billy Boy.
That's E and his bitch.
This is a D-Y track.
Ouch. Tell All Radio Tell Live. All radio.
I got OJ, bad
Tell all radio live.
I'm addicted to you. You're my addiction.
Tell
Right back into the conversation. Is my panel good? Y'all good? Y'all ready?
Yep.
Y'all ready to get back into the conversation? I want to know, what is your wildest sexual fantasy?
Wildest sexual fantasy?
Don't everybody answer at once.
You say that again. I want to make sure.
What's
I,
your
I,
wildest?
You're going to the panel. I thought you were going to pick. You know, pick who won first.
Okay,
I'm always laughing. I'm laying.
Sexy K, you going? Your wildest, your wildest sexual fantasy.
Wow. You know what? I'll pick this one. And I've heard somebody say it, but I had it for a while. I would love to have sex in front of, like, a stadium, people watching, you know, the Special Olympics. Like, show motherfuckers
wow.
don't know what they're doing, what to do. And then the lady was like, damn, I might need to try him. Fuck you. So shit like that. Jumbotron and all.
Okay. So you want to have sex in a big crowd of people.
Yeah,
and let them watch it.
Audience, a true
that's
audience.
That's your
fantasy. 4 or 5 motherfuckers accidentally walked in my bedroom. Oh, I knew you was fucking dog. My bad. So,
okay. Sexy gay?
I don't know.
You
don't
stop
know.
That shit. You know.
I do know. I don't know. Just somewhere that feels like. I don't know. Peace of right, mind,
friend.
Comfortable place. I don't know, paradise somewhere. I don't know.
Okay. Prince, what you thinking?
You talking about place?
Any fantasy that you have that's sexual.
Fantasy period.
Yeah.
But tell you the truth, you know what I'm saying? Really don't have a real large, you know what I'm saying, insight on fantasy or whatever have you, because for me, the purpose sexual encounter is just to be in tune with that person. So it's really not even a fantasy. It's just, you know, it's just knowing somebody so well, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, that, you know, before you touch her, she ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You already stimulated. Great.
And there it is.
Anyway.
A lot of people think men going to jump on, oh, I want a threesome or something like that. But nah, that don't even be the case, because most of the time, if you do a threesome men, they not thinking about your ass.
You know, the women, they doing their thing. You just stuck jacking off.
And there it is.
Well, my fantasy is to be with me, another woman, and a man.
Do you want a threesome?
Yeah. I mean, I've had threesomes, but only with women.
Oh, so you got to add in the D. All right. I hear you.
No, I take that back. I have. I take that back.
Bam, you so freaky, you forgot the shit you did.
I forgot.
It's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about it. Yeah.
Never mind,
yeah,
I forgot.
Yeah.
We're going to bring a caller into the conversation. Tell our radio who's this, where you calling from.
Yeah, what's up? It's Tay. I'm in D.C. for real.
What's up?
What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
What's good? What's up, fellas?
So how you like to do it?
Going on,
you say what?
Like to fuck. How do you like to fuck?
I mean, how do I like to fuck?
Yeah.
Did we roll this motherfucker?
Yeah, I feel you. shit, I like a lot of different things. Shit, I like
Well,
let's see. I definitely like, you know, the spur of the moment kind of thing. Like, it just happened. Everything right. Chemistry done built up. Nice, you know, you got a nice little bond with Shorty, and yeah, shit, just having it at the right moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done been dealing with females, you know, for a good amount of time, like maybe a couple months, and spending a lot of time with them, you know, talking about different things that we like and enjoy, and you feel me? Like, we don't do nothing, you know, it be playing around and shit, but when that moment come, you know, everything just just fall into place. Like, that's the perfect situation for me, you know?
So intense. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So if I was with you right now and I put my pussy in your face, would you eat my pussy?
I don't know about that.
You can just cut it out.
Everybody else no, like, hey,
I ain't going for it.
Yo,
okay. It's
you
a couple
gotta
different
respect
reasons
that.
Why.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta respect
it's
that.
It's a couple different reasons
you're not
why.
Not supposed to just go around and just munch on anything.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Why is it that you would not eat my pussy if I was
at the top of the
face,
list?
Right,
I got a little cold right now. You know what I'm saying? So that's at the top. But secondly, honestly though, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be down with that. Like, I ain't just going to suck on any pussy that present itself, you know, because
okay, this is not any pussy, though. This is not any pussy. This
we finally got a real dude calling in, you know what
I'm saying?
I tip my hat to you, man. I tip my hat to you, fellas.
No doubt, dude.
Don't go around. Just
this shit real, though. Like, I ain't just talking
man.
Either.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying? Like, this some real life shit. Like, I done turned down more pussy than I had, to be perfectly honest with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm that type, dude. Like,
and that's hard to do. To say,
hey,
I tip my hat to you again, you know what I'm saying? Because you a dude that's used to shit. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of suckers, and I'm going to call them suckers. You know, I'm not really going to call them what
like
they
that.
Are, but you got a lot of suckers that just go around and stick their dick in anything like it's all right. What
yeah,
you
they
remember,
the niggas that's a problem.
Yeah, you know, what you got to remember is, you know, look at these guys that end up with these trifling-ass baby moms and these women that end up with these trifling-ass dudes for the simple fact that they just going around sticking their dick and giving pussy to motherfuckers with no caliber or no quality, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
You gotta be selective with your shit. You can't
I don't have no kids, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I ain't never been burnt. I don't have no seeds. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm careful. Like, I do what I'm supposed to do to avoid all these situations. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit just don't. It ain't just like that for a reason. Like, I done bumped into some women. Like, you don't have no kids. You about to be 30. Like, what's wrong with you? But nah, it ain't even what's wrong with me. What's wrong with you? You feel me?
Word, an old man turn that shit down. Then you know what I'm saying, and jumping on everything you can find.
It's been situations where it was right there in front of me, butt naked, you know what I'm saying? I ain't had no rubber, and I'm like, you know what? Man, we could wait, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that. Like, it ain't even that serious, especially if I don't see you in my life for the rest of my life. Like, nah.
That's what's up.
Nah. No, not
that's
at all.
What's up.
I feel you on that. I definitely feel you on that. But I'm not talking about any random bitch. I'm talking about me.
Princess
so,
Anne?
What? Yes, that's
DJ Jazzy. I feel you. You're beautiful, Jazz. You know, you're beautiful. Like,
yeah, but still, you got to get the research.
Exactly.
Y'all need to cut it out.
Now, if you
y'all
got your papers
out,
and you're in my face with your shit in my face and everything pretty and sitting right, you know what I'm saying?
I got you. I got you. So you would eat my pussy
you want
if
that
I
mouth.
Had my papers.
That didn't sound too convincing.
Yeah, man, you know.
I got you.
Yeah.
Trust me. I get checked on a regular basis. I taste my own pussy just to make sure. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I make sure it's clean and ready.
If everything good,
at all
times. Why not? You know, we got a nice little connection, and I'll let you sample it. See, the thing is, like, I gotta realize,
hold up.
What?
Let me sample it. What?
Hey, listen, you know, this is the
thing. Hey, man, you heard the man, you know what I'm saying?
I treat myself as a gift. You dig what I'm saying? Like, it ain't even that more so. It's more so, like, I know what I am, you know, what I bring to the table. And it's not just as far as, like, oh, I'm the best sex bird to ever do it. You dig what I'm saying? But I just know, like, having me in that kind of way is something special. You know what I'm saying? And I try to, and I leave it special. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not giving that shit out like candy on Halloween.
Y'all ain't never heard one before. It's a real man on the radio talking right now.
Respect,
man.
Homie. I appreciate that shit. Respect.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
You just mad because you're stealing your ass right now. You know what I'm saying?
All I asked you was one simple question, and we got to get into this.
That's not a simple question.
Yeah. What you want me to say? You see, you trying to control my answer, and I don't think that's fair. You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't,
why
I can't
do what
be
I want. You know why? I do what
why
I want. You know why?
Because it's your show.
Do you know
right?
why? No,
it's your
because
show.
I am a woman. And I control all
See,
things.
that's y'all problem. See, a lot of women, because of weak niggas that my homie was just referring to, the weak niggas, because of those niggas that jump on every piece of ass walking past them, then they think that they controlling some shit with that pussy. And I show them, you put it in my face, and I be like, all right, and, you know what I'm saying? And what is you saying? Like, you're not going to control me, never. Like, I'm always in control of myself, first and foremost. But will I ever be controlled by pussy? Hell no. Nah. Now, if I let you control me, so to speak,
I'm being me, period.
If
hey,
I
look,
mean,
look, look here,
not
look, Jasmine.
Really,
look,
you know what I'm saying? Not so much.
Let me break it down. Let me break it down to a little simpler terms.
No,
know?
I don't need you to break down nothing to me. Okay.
Break it down for
a lot of women go around and got the game all twisted up. Pussy is not a reward.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's an enhancement.
Going,
you know?
That's why a lot of chicks think nowadays that they can just bring pussy to the table and they good.
Yeah. Tripping. That shit right there is wiggity whack. Like, I ain't even for that. You know
wiggity
like,
whack?
Wiggity,
yeah.
Wiggity, wiggity whack.
So on another note for you guys, did you guys enjoy my little sex story that I did?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope. It took a lot of energy, I'm just saying. You know, because I was really playing.
You get an A.
I was really, you know what I mean? I was really getting it in. Although I couldn't really control myself when I was doing it, so I had to kind of edit it a little bit.
That's that bullshit. You want to keep 100?
Nigga, that word again. Like we said that earlier. That's word of the day. Editing.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I had to edit it. But yeah,
I do got a little bit of a fantasy though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I share with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Jazz, like. You know, I happen to remember calling one week and heard you say something about you never experiencing full gratification for being in a sexual encounter. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
I just, you know, it's something about being somebody that, you know, help you through a personal life experience that kind of, you know, is intriguing to me a little bit. So, you can throw that on the damn fantasy list. You know what I'm saying? Like, having you fucking bust the fucking atomic bomb, you know what I'm saying? Like, that sounds perfect to me. Like, nice explosion.
If we never get up past the not liking foreplay situation, that'll be fine.
Yeah. You missed that show, part of the show.
Listen,
like,
I'm going to tell you what I was telling them. Like, I just
like foreplay,
I want the guys to take control.
Straight, like, you
want
to peel the fuck
me.
Out of here.
Like,
you said what?
Foreplay is cool. Foreplay is cool.
Yeah, me, see, that's not positive.
It's cool.
You know?
It's fine.
Thank
but
you.
My thing is that, not that I want to be banged for hours straight, but
don't
I want you to get to the damn point. You know what I mean?
Thing.
Like, fuck me. That's all I need you to do. Like, I don't want you to do foreplay for 2 hours, you know, an hour, 2 hours, and then, you know, by
well,
that time I'm
make
tired.
The whole situation longer, because truth be told, it would take 10 minutes to get a nut, if that, you know what I'm saying? Well, maybe like 6 or 7, you know what I'm saying? So all the rest of that shit is just to stretch it out a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't take that long if you really getting to the point, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I can have you out the way.
Yeah, and I'm like, and the only thing about that is because
right
I'm so moist and wet is they nut quickly.
Oh,
and
I mean,
can't help
that.
Listen, I want to sidebar that. Why the fuck y'all get mad when it's y'all fault?
Because you're supposed to be able to hold out.
Okay. That shit,
wow.
Like, I don't know. The only way you can really, and I'm gonna keep it 100%. Like, the only way you can really do that is by masturbation and like practicing with yourself to restrain your shit. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't do that, that shit ain't gonna work, man. Shit ain't gonna work.
Y'all need to practicing that
GI Joe
code. Everybody, you gotta keep your mind. It's the Jedi mind trick, though.
I tell, it was 100 strokes for this bitch. But that's another story. Go ahead.
Right. Because that shit changed up. It
might
change.
It might be 100 strokes for her because she done had a million dicks in. Right. Exactly.
Oh my God. Oh, cut it out.
Listen,
I don't think that's the case because I take a long time.
Listen,
like I told y'all before, I've never experienced, you know, orgasm because it takes so long. Like, I can keep going and going and going. And
that's
I might not
problem.
Ever stop.
It ain't the man.
You're,
it ain't the foreplay.
Either one not attracted
stop
to that dude.
Waiting to bust a nut.
Two.
God damn it. It takes 3 minutes. Bust
that's
a nut
it.
And go to sleep.
That's it.
Bullshit.
That's it
stop playing with yourself and get it over with. It's mind over matter. In your mind.
No, I wanted to get straight to the point. Jay, shut the fuck up.
All
right,
my bad.
But I want to get straight to the point. I want to do it, but I want to prolong it when we actually fucking. Like,
that's not realistic.
I know, but that's what I want.
It ain't realistic. I'm just saying, like, you could probably develop that with somebody that you were in contact with, you know, more than one time. Like, if you on a regular basis, then with the same person. But nah, it ain't. You know, the only way that's gonna happen is if you put that work in. Like anything that come easy ain't worth shit. You know what I'm saying? So just understand it's gonna take a little bit of work. You know what I'm saying? After you put that work in, you gonna be fucking. You gonna turn into a sprinkler. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, for that dude, for whoever who take the time. Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? You gonna, gonna be a serious. You gonna be a super soaker when I'm done with you.
I do want to put this out there, women. Let it be known that all of y'all, every last woman on this planet, has the capability to squirt. Every last
absolutely.
Woman.
Absolutely. Yes. The right person got to bring it out of.
Without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
I'm trying to feel what that feels like.
I done seen it. I done experienced it.
You
know what I'm saying? I took a shower with that.
You remember what my man was saying about masturbating? That's the only way women gonna learn how to squirt when they relax and just let it come. For one, it's unnatural for you. It's gonna feel like you have to pee.
Like you peeing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
like
why I can't do it because I feel like I have to pee.
But you
like,
have to relax through it. And
yeah,
first,
you know, let go
of
that.
Have to relax through it.
Yeah.
And just let
some people be saying that. Like I didn't experience a couple women. They be like, I don't wanna, you know, I feel like I'm about to pee. And I'd be like, look, man, you know, just do you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even give a fuck. Like, if that's what's about to happen, shit. Don't be like holding back for me. Like, oh, you gonna be mad that you pissed on me? Like, fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, yeah, I had her pissing on herself. I ain't gonna be mad. I'm gonna throw that on the badge. Like, yeah, I'm gonna have that. I'm gonna be rocking the patch, like the pisser patch. Real
I don't know. Like, I just feel like I don't want to pee on the person.
That
would just be
but
so
awkward.
It's not pee.
It's not even pee, though. It ain't even pee. It might look like it.
Shit.
Yeah, it ain't even pee.
I
pissed on myself one time.
Truth be told, you can't do both at the same time anyway. You can't pee
yeah,
and come at the same
that's
time.
That's only with penetration. That's not with, like, if you rubbing on the clit.
Nah, that's period. Like,
nah, that's
period.
Period, Jasmine.
Yeah, that's period. You can't come and pee at the same time.
I pissed on myself, y'all. For
you
real.
Didn't. That's why I told you. You thought you may have. You know what I'm saying? But you didn't. You didn't. No. That
squirted,
wasn't even
you didn't
that.
Realize.
Yeah, you was a squirter.
You already squirted.
It was like a waterfall. A waterfall. It was like.
You over here looking like
you
a Pokemon.
You squirted. Get over it. Do it again.
It was like
getting your Pokemon on and don't even know it.
Yeah.
It was great though, but that was from my vibrator. That wasn't from anyone.
It is word.
Real talk,
vibrator.
The more you do it,
would never replace flesh.
Don't
you do understand that?
You can never replace my vibrator unless you just got some bomb sex.
Man,
it's out there. Y'all don't look good.
Yeah,
y'all done find the cheap imitation.
Possibly.
$49.99. Zapping the hell out of the glitter.
I'm always
bring that
too.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I want to incorporate toys.
Why not?
In my.
Yeah, I know one thing. You start talking. You start taking an hour. I'm gonna tell you go get that shit.
Bird.
Man, fuck that, man.
About, you know,
go ahead and put that shit on your clip, man. Let me get out the way.
The bunny and the rabbit. The rabbit and the bunny. All that shit.
Let me get the fuck out your way, man.
He's sitting there like, I'll be like, don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Don't look at you.
Oh, yeah, tell him that. You know, you can't look at her.
That's crazy. He said, don't look at me.
Yeah. I can't come if you looking at me. Like,
what kind of bullshit is that?
Yeah, because that's what turned it up. Like, yeah, I want to see her. Yeah. Because the only way you can know what's going
on. It's sexy, but I'll never be able to...
We gotta
like,
see you though, so we know what's working, what's right. You know what I'm saying? Like if we in the right spot, and then that facial expression going to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah.
Yeah, because you still gonna be
money
cute,
right?
You gonna make an ugly ass face.
Yeah, it's the money spot.
I just feel awkward when we're laying there and doing it, and he's staring at me, and I'm just like.
That's because you don't feel comfortable with that person.
That's because you don't like him. Yeah, for real. Real talk. You don't fuck with dudes like that.
No, I've been in a situation where I really liked that person. He was very attractive.
Nah,
but
it
was
like
just it. Weird. I don't know. It was just weird.
Well, it was something about him. He wasn't, subconsciously, vibing with him.
Nah, she definitely wasn't.
I don't know. You know, shit happens, I guess.
We're going to get you straight, though. You know what I'm saying? You let my fantasy
you
come,
get me
come true. Yeah, we're going to get you straight. Ain't no thing.
I got your fantasy. I got you.
You got my fantasy?
No. I got you.
All right. Sound good. Let's see what it do.
You sell no wolf tickets.
All right. All right. Had me like, what? You know what I'm saying? Hammer me on some show shit, trying to get your ratings up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad.
I said, all right now.
I ain't mad.
Whatever.
Whatever.
And on
remember,
that note, we're going to go to
four. We heard what she said. My Scarface said all he got is his word and his balls. You can't break neither. You say you like Scarface. Okay.
Listen.
Okay.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I reloaded. I'm going to be saying that same shit. Okay.
And on that note, so we're going to go into a little sex poem that I did for you guys. It's called I'll Be Your Bitch. It's pretty dope. Stay right here. Don't go nowhere. And when we come back, we're going to do a little bit more talking, get to a little bit more music, and then it's going to be time to go. And I know y'all are going to be so sad, but you know, you can come back next Wednesday and kick it with us again. But here we go. I'll be your bitch. I'll be your bitch. Life and pulsating, breathing fast. My body watching, how long can I last? You whisper secrets into my ear, like God, I need to hold you near. To feel your breath upon my skin, until your dick slide right in. My body trembles, my legs twitch. Take me now, I'll be a bitter bitch. Touch me here, lick me there, love me hard. Pull my hair, pound my pussy, pin me to the bed, swing my ass, like you had. I'll fuck you for hours, see you take no more, make you come, then ask for more. I will make you beg down on your knees, give me those puppy dog eyes, I make you say please. Your every wish is my command, I give myself on your demand. Between us, there will be no master. We will lust and just fuck faster. Let me be a bitch.
Tell all radio
tell
live.
All radio
tell
live.
All. Tell all radio live.
Are you
do. That's your ass. That's my favorite angle. My legs are numb now. Your loving be giving me chills.
Tell All Radio Live.
But I have a quick question for, you know, the panel. Do you prefer the pussy or dick shaven or unshaved?
It don't matter.
Does it bother you?
Shave it doesn't matter. That man.
I like it clean. Yeah.
I like that clean or give me a little squiggly runway strip design type situation.
Yeah.
The bush,
it don't matter. It can be bald.
It's in 1967, 77 shade at.
Nah, I'll divide and conquer the jungle. Let's get it.
Nah, man. Having all that hair down there.
I'm a commander in that motherfucker.
I like
mine's clean. I like it clean only because, you know, it just ruins the mood. You down there, you sucking on his dick, and then you get it in your mouth, in your teeth. Like, it's just.
Man, getting shit caught in
your throat. I don't mean to cut nobody off,
exactly.
But you gotta understand, these little girls are looking more like grown women. They always gonna be bald no matter how grown they look. You gotta watch that. Watch it.
That's why you feel like
25. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
I look young as hell, but I'm 23.
You're short. You're midget.
For me, it's just a hot. For me, it's just more hygienic.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? It's the hygiene thing.
Hair,
you know,
carries odor. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And you can't really keep it clean like you're supposed to. You also sweat more when you got more hair.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The whole best situation with it trimmed down, you know what I mean?
See you on that. But see, everybody
you could throw the baby powder on it too, for real.
Hey, don't get me wrong. Everybody would. If you like it, I love it. You know what I'm saying? If you like what you like. Don't try to conform to what I like. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. I'm just telling you what I like. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm a little too nasty to be fucking with that.
It can be a 1950 afro. It don't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, I just don't like all that hair. I'm
in my bed and don't have the bikini line right. You know what I'm saying?
You kicked out the bed.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? Don't come in the bikini line ain't right. Be like, whoa, hold up, man. Whoa.
I'm saying I might even beat the box out, but you keep the stay away from my face. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Exactly.
If you want the full, you know what I'm saying? If you want to know what I'm fully capable of, I suggest you come right.
Service.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not my girl for sure.
You need the odoriferous insemination. You know what I'm saying?
So what turns you on? Like, one thing that just makes you be like, yo, come here. Let me. I'm just ready to fuck you. Like, I want to eat your pussy. I want to do whatever it is to make you feel good. What makes you feel like
being exclusive to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, the biggest turn on to me is knowing that you mine in the sense that nobody else can repeat, you know what I'm saying? Can't nobody else say that, you know what I'm saying? Just to conquer somebody is a big turn on. Like, knowing that you could get it, it's almost, you know, counterproductive, because I done been in situations where I found out, you know, how bad Shorty want me, and I'm kind of turned off by that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be like, all right, well, I could, all right, you know, once I know I could get it, I'm kind of, like, done for real. But yeah, like, as long as I know she's highly, let's see, sought after, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of niggas want her, and, yeah, she my, like, exclusive. That's the biggest turn on to me, for real.
Yeah, that's what's up, when she's highly unattainable, because at the end of the day,
the
men are hunters, you know what I'm saying? The best quarry is a quarry that no other hunter can obtain. That mm-hmm. big fish story, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If any man can have her, well, shit, I don't want her. Mm-hmm. Hell no.
Yeah.
And that right there is the biggest turn on. To find a woman in a sea of bitches is a rarity, you know what I'm saying? And that's what every man is looking for, that woman.
Yeah. Real woman.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So
you listening, Jay?
What is something? Shut your ass up.
Okay.
I'm listening. Okay.
I'm not offended at all.
I don't care. You better.
Hit a little nerve or something.
Oh, I'm a bad bitch. You know, and bad bitch this and bad bitch that. Real talk, I don't want no bad bitch. Because at the end of the day, most bad bitches got price tags on their pussy.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And they're going to the highest bidder. Give me that woman that's gonna be with you through thick and thin, that's gonna hold it down for you whether you around or not.
Real woman.
Yeah, it don't get no more attractive than that right there.
You
that's
know what
I like.
With some substance.
I like when she called me and be like, man, you should have seen how many niggas try to get my number today. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going nowhere, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of shit right there. Like, that's that real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah.
Oh, when she
and
call you
know.
And she's like, baby, I just want you to fuck me right now because I'm thinking about you all day.
Yeah, that's good money too. Good money. Like shit, where you at?
Word.
Where you at?
So what turns you on, like, as far as clothing on a woman? What's one?
The leggings.
Fucks
with the leggings, though.
You like the leggings?
Yeah, I fucks with the leggings, personally, you know?
Yeah, like, whether it's a bra or a pair, like, a certain type of panty or...
Oh, you
panties.
All that
the
fuck
naked.
You so
stupid. That was really good. Show
through the
damn great. Door. It's some
stilettos
and nothing else.
What happened to the foreplay?
The stilettos. Y'all. I'm barefoot.
What happened to the foreplay?
Make sure your toeplay
is working
though.
On you, not taking off clothes. The more shit I got to take off, the more time it takes for me to get through the foreplay and get to that A. You know what I'm saying? Men like nothing. You want the best lingerie for
I don't understand.
Nothing.
Some women go to Victoria's Secret for themselves.
So
they
what
think
about
they
foreplay?
And sex and that shit, and they do. But we
I like
need
foreplay
it.
Has personally,
to do
you know,
with your
it's
clothing.
Cool.
Y'all
I
say
like,
y'all
I'm,
want foreplay, right? That's a
problem.
That's
cool.
Foreplay.
I'm good with that.
Repeat. Foreplay has nothing to do with clothing.
If
nothing.
You want to dance for your
oh,
man and strip for him, it has a lot to do with clothing.
Next,
I told y'all, I'm a seductress
she
when
got
it comes to sex. So I
you
want to do
with no clothes on. Shit.
What is more seductive than being naked?
It's a lot of
that,
things
that
more seductive.
Right. It's go time.
I could do a pole dance for you. You know what I mean? I could strip. I could...
Fuck the pole dance.
Hey, listen, them niggas don't like that. You know what I'm saying?
Dance on that.
Hey, them niggas don't like that, but yeah, I do. So if you anytime you feel like dancing, put on your dancing shoes and shit. Man, that's cool.
Listen,
I'll dance.
Let's get it. Put on a long dress with no panties and bend over.
Yikes.
That's what it is.
Y'all are crazy for real. Y'all are really something is really wrong with all y'all.
Women, y'all want to take care of your man. Let him come home. You be on the bed, no clothes on.
Y'all
want to
hear
something
weird? I had this fantasy, right? This like it was kind of like a dream, but I was awake. Like I had this little thing where I was infatuated with like my man coming home, me laying on the couch butt naked, sleeping, and then him just taking me.
That's supposed to be like every Tuesday or some shit. Supposed to be getting that in for real.
Yeah, I don't.
That should be a fantasy. That
I'm sorry.
That should be reality all day. That's natural in any stable relationship.
Okay, yeah, don't say it should be natural because I don't get it. Okay, so
my woman get the dick pulled out on her so much she thought it was hers. You know what I'm saying? She tried to pee standing up. Word.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm trying to feel like. You know what I mean? That's how I'm trying to be. I can't even do that. Just sad. Sad and touching. Well, you guys, the show is coming to an end. It is almost 11 o'clock. Great conversation. Great panel of people. Definitely interesting. Like I said, every week is all about sex. We're going to stimulate your mind, get you aroused, and get you wet or get your dick hard. Whatever it is that you want us to do, that is what we're going to do for you every Wednesday on Tell All Radio. So make sure you guys tune in. Keep listening. I'm going to keep doing my sex stories, keep it interesting and, you know, good for you guys all the time, every time, all the time. I am your host, Princess Jazzy, and thank you so much for listening. Definitely keep listening. Like I said, I'm going to have pictures up for you guys, so go to www.blogtalkradio.com/6manradio. That's the number 6, CHMANRADIO. And like I said, I'll have pictures up for you. Nice, sexy school pictures to get you guys, you know, feeling good while you're listening to the show. If you go back and listen, make sure you go back and listen. Okay? Keep listening. And I'll see you guys later.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio Live.
What's up, world? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy, and you have now tuned in to Tell All Radio, where we talk sex, love, relationships, and everything in between.